are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of studies to cover. It looks like a man suffers excruciating headaches and migraines every time he looks at porn. I'm sure his wife is happy. We're going to talk about why porn causes headaches. Oh, my gosh. I guess Sandusky gets to keep his pension. Is that the latest, a $60,000 a year pension? We'll talk about that. Moms are stealing their kids' Adderall to get through the day. We also have to talk about fireworks safety. It's that time of year with 4th of July. God bless this wonderful country. But some of us do stupid things when it comes to when it comes to Supreme Court ruling decisions. Yes, 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 stupid things. But so we'll talk about fireworks safety. We have to. Come on. Look, I have to. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your phone calls, your emails at drdahlia.com. Anything you want to talk about, any questions you have, bring it. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. We got Donovan working the dials. And it looks like a lot of you have been downloading the Droid app for you Android users. I hope you're liking it. The Android app allows you to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show and get up to speed. Any time of day. It plays 24/7. So that's some pretty exciting stuff. Okay, what's going on here? Timekeepers are going to be adding an extra second to the last minute of June 30th to compensate for Earth's movements. Okay, by the time you're hearing this, this may be delayed. The planet takes just over 86,400 seconds for a 360-degree revolution, but apparently horologists, what do they study? Think that they have to actually force Earth to wait on Saturday. I don't get it. Say Earth wobbles on its axis and is affected by the pull of the sun, moon, and tides. Oh, I love the sun. Remember we were talking about the sun and how hot the sun is, right? And then how do people know how hot the... Do you guys remember that? When they were trying to make... I guess man has made the highest temperature 7 trillion degrees by smashing gold ions together. Yeah, that was a fun one. I know. Honestly, I think they have an anger management issue if they're sitting there slamming gold ions together. So anyway, they say it wobbles on its axis as affected by the pull of the sun, moon, and tides, meaning it gets out of step with international atomic time. To avoid solar time and TAI moving too far apart, I guess... Coordinated Universal Time is adjusted to give us the odd 86,401 second day. Are you guys understanding any of this? So these horologists, I'm not making that up, will make a minute last 61 seconds on Saturday to compensate for the Earth's movements. Now, I think I get it. Remember we were talking about leap year? Right? And how we had to have leap year because... otherwise would mess up our calendar and mess up our monthly cycles. And many of us women really don't want our cycles messed up. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, Dr. Dahlia, you wonder how they got the temperature of the sun. Well, here's a truck driver joke for you.
Okay.
And a buddy of mine, they said, well, son, you know, astronauts went to the moon and we're going to go to the sun. Buddy of mine said, well, how we're going to do that? We'd burn up. And I told him we'd go at night.
That's awesome. Okay, awesome. Thank you. Thank you. That was good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. All right. Yeah, I think, you know, we're all kind of, you know, moving along since the whole healthcare ruling. I think we're doing okay. We spent a significant amount of time in the first hour discussing your complaints, your comments, your criticisms. I'm probably not going to play them this hour because we've got a lot to talk about, a lot of news and medical news, and I should give you some advice. I mean, I should give you some advice. I should be doing what my job is. You know, as we get any new updates or, you know, find out more of the aftermath. I mean, the problem is I think we've seen much of the aftermath, and many of us are just kind of disappointed now that we're stuck, and everybody has high hopes for Mitt Romney to come into office and repeal the law. I mean, I have high hopes. I just don't know if he could practically do it. You know, I mean, if he could repeal it, I mean, and, you know, give waivers to all the states. And, I mean, we are in one big of a cluster right now, and we have angry people on both sides. You know, one of my listeners had asked, you know, why don't doctors make less money? Another listener asked, why don't we tax doctors? We can't be turning on each other, okay? We're not turning on each other, Dr. Dahlia. We're turning on you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. You know, don't get mad now at your doctor because you can't get mad at the Supreme Court or Washington. Okay, that happens a lot. When people get mad, right? They take it out on somebody else. Like, for example, you know, when we used to get completely reamed, right, and butt whooped from our parents, and we thought it was our brother's or sister's fault, would they go and then give them crap? Because, you know, we couldn't channel our anger back to our parents. So every time any one of us in the family got a whooping, we didn't, the other siblings didn't giggle by any means, because they know that the wrath was going to come on as soon as that sibling came back from their butt whooping. And I see that's starting to happen. You know, I've been hearing your calls, getting mad at hospitals, getting mad at pharmaceutical companies, getting mad at doctors, getting mad. I mean, you could be mad at the system, but I mean, if you're really mad about what happened with the Supreme Court ruling, okay, we can't start turning on each other. All right. Okay. You need your doctor. You need your doctor now more than ever. Because these doctors are going to be overflowing with patients, and not that many are happy about that. All right? And you're going to want to make sure you still have the relationship you had. Try to secure that relationship. But yelling at them, and again, many of us doctors are not looking at this as being lucrative at all. Well, many of us are extremely upset with what happened. All right? Trust me, I think a lot of us are aligned with you. But no turning on each other now, people. All right? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Apparently, a 24-year-old software engineer from India experienced exploding pain across his whole forehead every time he tried to view a sex video over a period of 2 years. They say here the first twinges of discomfort would strike just 5 minutes after he started watching a film and would build to a climax within 8 to 10 minutes. Are they playing with these words? So this is the gentleman, right? And it's been, I guess, published in a medical journal in which he suffers horrible, excruciating headaches. They could be clusters. I think the whole story is a cluster. When he looks at porn. Now, neurologists in New Delhi who treated the otherwise healthy man were first baffled because he had no history of headaches and the porn film really wasn't that good. No. He had no history of headaches, no family history of migraines, had never received a head injury. All exams, neurological, physical, were fine. They suggested this case was caused by changes in the pain-sensing nerves in the face and the jaw, which became more sensitive during a heightened emotional state associated with viewing pornography. But does he also have these headaches during sex? Sex-associated headaches are very common. Yeah, I get patients that will say, I'm afraid to have sex because I get a headache afterwards. Then you have other people that say, I avoid a headache because I have sex. One of those hangover cures. So it's really person-dependent. All right, so they say around half of people who have them experience migraines. These are the sex-associated migraines. There are two types. There are the pre-orgasmic, a dull pressure-like pain that starts during sexual activity and worsens over time. And then there are the orgasmic headaches, which is a sudden onset of pain at orgasm. Oh, boy, what a great name. Look at how that just happened. What a coincidence. Pre-orgasmic cases account for less than a third of sexual headaches reported in literature, and it was this type that affected the young man in India. I don't know if the whole headache porn story is shocking as much as that there are people that have studied this to the point where they classify orgasm and pre-orgasm and post-orgasm and during orgasm and under orgasm and lack of orgasm and premature ejaculation headaches. I mean, I had no idea that this was such a huge field. And that there was actually a demand to hire scientists to differentiate the types. In this latest case review, you mean there's more? Published in the Journal of Archives of Sexual Behavior, the team led by Dr. Kulajit Singh Anand theorized, oh, now we have theories for these headaches? That muscular contractions involved in sex could trigger the pain in general. However, they added that sex could also influence the system controlling the blood flow of the arteries. As for the Indian patient, he eventually found relief after he was told to take ibuprofen and Tylenol half an hour before watching the porn. You know, sometimes we write prescriptions for these medications, you know, like ibuprofen. And when you write a prescription, you have to write, you know, one POQHS, like one, you know, nightly. QHS is nightly, right? One POQAM. PO means orally, one orally QAM. When we write Viagra, we say one PO. Very important to write PO because you don't want to do PU. PU means, like transurethrally type of thing. So you don't want to say PU. PR means per rectum. PU means per urethra. SL means sublingual. P-O is orally, kind of like per oral. So Viagra, we go one P-O, one half hour prior to intercourse. So we tell you one half hour prior to intercourse to take the Viagra so you're ready. We don't want it during intercourse. We don't want it 2 hours after intercourse. So in this particular case, his ibuprofen prescription is going to be one P-O, one half hour prior to porn. And I'm sure the pharmacist has probably seen things like this before. Remember, we're not supposed to be shocked. We're not supposed to show any sign of shock when you're in the medical field. Everything is supposed to be fine. Why don't they just say stop watching the porn? I mean, for 2 years trying to, is it really that necessary a thing, gentlemen? You know, I mean, I don't think my husband views porn. I mean, you know, he looks like he, you know, goes to work, comes back from work. He looks like he's listening to me. I mean, I don't really see him. I know he says he's played video games. No, I don't think he is. But, I mean, is this really – I mean, I know porn is huge, but is this – I mean, it sounds like with this particular gentleman, this is just kind of an everyday thing. Some people go on Facebook. Some people go on Twitter. Some people listen to the Dr. Dahlia show, and some people go and view porn. All right. Honestly, I think the Dr. Dahlia show is a lot more interesting and more stimulating than porn. And you don't seem to get a headache. Oh, you guys are getting headaches? Donovan has a headache. Come on, people. Really? Is it that bad? Okay, speaking of headache, this hockey coach fails assault charges after tripping an opposing player. Only 13-year-old. These are kids. And the trip caused the player to break his wrist. Oh no, he broke his wrist during end-of-game handshakes. This is a Vancouver hockey coach who was arrested after he allegedly tripped up the 13-year-old player from the opposing team. This did cause a fall, broke the boy's wrist. Okay, that's what I thought. I thought the boy fractured the wrist with the fall. This was caught on camera. Martin Tremblay stuck out his leg to trip the boy. during a handshake lineup at the end of the game. Wait, this reminds me of, what was that football game this year where the assistant coach bent his knee and the lineman or the, was it the wide receiver tripped? What game was that? That was huge. We were watching to see if he bent it. Yeah, no, we saw that. Remember, and he bent his, that's horrible. That is not fair. Launching forward, the teenager throws out his arms in this video to brace himself for the fall, in which he reportedly broke his wrist. Of course, it's on ice. Another boy was also wiped out but did not sustain injuries. The incident occurred where youth teams from Richmond, British Columbia, and Vancouver were playing at the University of British Columbia. Boy, that's crazy. Oh, these coaches, control your temper. I mean, it's just a game. This is a league for players of kids who are young. The injured boy was probably 12 when he started playing because it's a 10 to 12-year-old league, and then he eventually turned 13, obviously. That is crazy. What is going on with people and their temper? And then let's go back to this guy that was chewing up a homeless man in Miami. The coroner says that the Miami cannibal was not high on bath salts. He only had marijuana in his system. The comprehensive toxicology report only found marijuana in Rudy Eugene's system. This was a gentleman that took off his clothes and attacked Ronald Popo along the MacArthur Causeway. This happened in Miami. Now, I've seen many patients on marijuana. I have never seen anybody strip and start eating another like a dog. So we were just talking about this a couple weeks ago, going, well, it was probably bath salts. That's what everybody thought, that bath salts just cranked up, you know, whacked out your system such that you would be acting like an animal, running around, eating people. But they said all they saw in his, all they found in his system was marijuana. No LSD, no cocaine, amphetamines, PCP, heroin, nothing. They even used an outside forensic lab. That's why it's taken so long. I mean, it's been weeks since the incidents. So what is going on? And why are we hearing about so many of these cannibalistic attacks? I don't get this. I mean, are you that hungry? I mean, this person, I've never seen a schizophrenic attack that severe. I don't think I diagnosed him with schizophrenia. Now, I would put him away. He needs to be evaluated, but we still don't see cannibalistic instincts and even some of the most severe psychoses. Why would you start eating? I'm just surprised, unless there's some new drug out there that escapes toxicology tests. But, be careful out there. We just had another gentleman, eat up his family dog, was eating the family dog. I don't really get that. I don't, we didn't really deal with cannibalism. We didn't see a lot of it in medical school. I don't think we saw any. And this is something that's really understudied. You know, we know that there were the rare cases in the past and the more famous cases. And, you know, we just thought, okay, well, those people were crazy. You know, or you hear of these cases where people are starving and they're, I don't know, out in the mountains and but for people to run around naked in the street and start chewing people. I wouldn't be surprised if there's something kooky, very, very kooky going on. Oh, really, Dr. Dahlia, is that your diagnosis, kooky? Yeah, I guess. That is my assessment of the situation. My assessment of the situation is if there's somebody that's naked that runs around and eats people without having anything else in the system of marijuana, the situation is kooky. That's why I'm on the radio. That's why they have me do the Dr. Dahlia show, because I have such insight. All right, don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about. The world's oldest handbag, dated 2500 BC, covered in dog teeth. Wow, don't go away. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery. due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Android users, we have a Dr. Dahlia app. Please download it. Very easy. Go to my website. It's a free app. Go to my website. Find me. I'm sitting there smiling. Yeah, that's me. I'm like, hi. Yeah, that's me. Click on me, and I'll tell you how to download the app. It's free. Very easy to do. You can download the app the way you download apps when you have a Droid phone. Very important to do. And then, of course, if you like it, please rate it. If you don't like the show, no big deal. You don't have to tell the app people that. That's okay. Just, you know, that's not pertinent. Not pertinent at all. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, we got some airline type stuff that happened. Looks like a woman who was traveling from San Diego to Houston on a United Airlines flight had to sit on super glue, had her hair stuck with super glue, had to cut off part of her hair. Why? Because a maintenance worker prior to the plane leaving I guess had to fix an overhead luggage bin. And I guess what they use is super glue. She had just boarded the plane. Maintenance worker asked her to step out from a seat so he could fix the overhead luggage bin. Employee ran super glue around the edge of the compartment, which Miss Reed had began. And Miss Reed said it began to drip down onto her seat. He replaced a cushion of her seat, which was covered in glue, but then walked away. She had no option but to take her seat as the flight was full, and she had to obviously sit next to her children. Then the flight attendant said, would you like to sit on a blanket? And she goes, oh, you got some glue in your hair. So she's sitting on super glue, has clumps of glue in her hair. Then I guess they had to chop off inches of her hair. She did that after the flight. She's a little upset. Airline has given her 40,000 miles plus a $100 gift card. She declined. Uh-oh. I hear lawsuit. She filed an official complaint. She actually sent her hair in with a form to the United Airlines head office. They have offered her an apology, and they hope she will fly with them again. I got to tell you, it is getting horrible. One of my listeners called and said, why are people flying? Just drive or walk? I don't know. Now, here's more panic on board of a flight. Looks like a flight had to be canceled after passengers were enduring a rant from a flight attendant. And the flight attendant was screaming at them, I can't go through all the verbiage because, of course, we are on air. Sometimes I wish we were on HBO, so then I didn't really have to hold back, and I can tell you guys a real story. I mean, this is real news here, but I got to hold back. She was basically telling everybody to get blank off the plane if anybody had the blank to do so. Apparently, the attendant appeared drunk, lost his temper at customers, frustrated after their flight had been delayed for 5 hours. Passengers expressed fears that Jose Serrano might endanger the flight after he told them, I don't care anymore. This is probably my last flight. This was on an American Eagle flight from New York LaGuardia Airport to Raleigh, Durham in North Carolina. 2-hour journey was delayed because of persistent rain, and passengers were not even allowed to board the airplane until 4. However, even after the flight was given the green light to depart, the plane was at the end of the queue. Oh, there was like 20 aircraft before. Oh, don't you hate that? You finally get to go, and they go, all right, attention passengers, we're about number 20, so just sit back for the next few minutes. You're like, oh, no. I got to pee. Ma'am, fasten seatbelt sign is up. Yeah, but we're not in the air. We're sitting in traffic. Let me go to the bathroom. Ma'am, sit down, please. I hate that. Honestly, we need to kind of do it like NASA, where you could go to the bathroom from your seat. I mean, it's not like the person next to you can really see. You're so crammed in, they could only look. And I could barely turn to my husband, honestly. I mean, we just look straight ahead and talk because you could barely turn. So let me see. I guess at 6 p.m., passengers were allowed to reboard. At that point, the flight attendant Serrano took to the plane's public address system. Ooh, I love that. You think I like a microphone. I love the public address system on a plane. And several passengers had threatened to leave the plane. If anyone has the cojones, he didn't say cojones, but I had to clean it up a little bit, to want to get off, I'll let you get off. Get off. I'm not responsible for the weather. I don't care anymore. This is probably my last flight. All right. So anyway, they got mad, and I'm sure now people are going to want to sue. All right. American Eagle has insisted that the flight was canceled because of rain. Oh, the flight was canceled anyway. Some passengers said that Serrano smelt of alcohol. Spokesperson denied that the attendant was drunk. All right, Borley has an impeccable record. You know what, but if they sued for that, if people were able to sue for that JetBlue pilot going kooky, I am sure they're going to sue for the flight attendant. But here's the thing. I think the older you get, the less you can do customer service. You know, the crap I put up with when I waited tables, and when I was a young medical student, I don't think I could put up with now. Now, is it because I'm more seasoned and I know I don't have to put up with it and I feel like I can handle myself and I have good comebacks? Or is it because our serotonin drops as we get older and we really put up with, we don't put up with what we used to and we put up with less? You know, one of the ways we diagnose a serotonin deficiency is when people say, I have a short fuse, or, you know, I feel like I have a lot on my plate. I don't take things as well as I used to. I snap easily, right? You know, I think a lot of us, we get that when we're overworked or we don't sleep very well, and I think when we age. But I got to tell you, I don't think I could be a flight attendant on a plane. Because I know what I'm like as a passenger on the plane. And I'm kind of a pain in the butt. Oh, I'm sorry, my son spilled. Oh, miss, I'm sorry, he spilled his drink. Can he get another drink? Miss, can I use the bathroom? Miss, how much longer is the flight? Miss, can I get a blanket? And I'm just one passenger of the 268 on the plane. Can you imagine? And I do tell the flight attendants when the toilets are dirty, because I don't want to sit on a dirty toilet. And I don't want people thinking I made the toilet dirty. You know how, right, the first one who smelt it, Delta type of thing? I can't stand going into an airplane toilet and it's all full of urine. And, you know, so I examine the toilet while the door is open so that I can lean my head back going, this wasn't me, you know, leave. Otherwise, people think it was you. And I don't want people thinking I'm the one that urinated on the toilet, because I don't. I don't actually sit when I go to the bathroom. I should learn to squat, but I can't do it. My knees are too bad. So where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. So I probably wouldn't have the patience. I wouldn't have the patience to be a flight attendant. However, if I was assigned to be the one that got to use the speaker system and be behind the CB, I think I would take the job. I think that would make it all good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. 40 million Americans are addicted to cigarettes, alcohol, or drugs. That's it? Are they saying we're down to 40? Excuse me, or we're going up? They say that represents 16% of the U.S. population, 12 and older. 12 and older? Whew. All right, another 80 million people, 32%, are quote-unquote risky substance users, defined as using substances in a way that threatens health and safety. This was from the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University in New York City, known as NUCA-ASAKA NYC. Only about 1 in 10 people who need treatment for their addiction actually get it. All right, lack of treatment is partially because treatment for addiction is disconnected from mainstream medicine. We don't have a lot to treat addiction. We did a show on alcohol addiction and nicotine addiction, narcotic addiction. And we spent a significant amount of time talking about narcotic addiction and what people go through. Now, when I have a person come in with diarrhea, one of the first things I ask is, did you stop, you know, taking any pain pills that you've been taking? Narcotic withdrawal, if you've been addicted, is extremely excruciating, from what I understand. You know, you shake, you're nauseous, you can't eat, you can't sleep, and it takes forever. Now, narcotic withdrawal is not as dangerous as benzodiazepine withdrawal and alcoholic withdrawal. But we should probably revisit that again. That was a great subject. You know, teaching you how to do it and what you need and how to work with your doctor, etc. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
All right, bad to the bone. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess Jerry Sandusky may be able to keep, from what it looks like, his $60,000 a year state pension on top of his $148,000 sum that he received following his retirement in 1999. Of course, the former defensive coordinator of Penn State was convicted of 45 out of 48 charges, can face up to 442 years in prison. Now, from what we understand, under Pennsylvania's Public Employee Pension Forfeiture Act, A retiree would have to forfeit their pension funds if they were convicted of offenses like theft, obstruction of justice, or perjury. Yet, it just so happens that molestation and child sexual abuse, which is what Sandusky was convicted of, are not among them. So, they also don't feel that there's going to be any future changes to the Public Employee Pension Forfeiture Act. So, I guess he gets to keep the dough. Now, from what we understand, Nicholas Mayalley, chairman of State Employees Retirement System, says he is looking to pursue a legal review of the board's options for Sandusky's pension. He says, I am a Penn Stater, I am a citizen of Pennsylvania, and we are all morally outraged about this case and what happened to those kids. You know, people have been asking me, you know, what's been going on in Penn State? You know, what has been happening with the students? And although I know they're right now closed for summer break, but during all this and, you know, around the community and from what I understand, you know, no, they're outraged. I mean, we're not seeing people say, oh yeah, I'm from Penn State, I'm going to back Sandusky on this, you know, prior to the hearings and the convictions. I mean, it's been, from what we understand, Penn State, was not in support of Jerry Sandusky. I mean, when it comes to molesting a child, when it comes to this and, you know, all these witnesses coming up and now his possible foster son, no. So, and it's unfortunate because Penn State is going to have this stigma attached. I mean, it's unfortunate what happened to the victims, but, you know, Penn State's going to have the stigma attached and, we're going to see what happens with all the, civil suits now. So, all right. So he faces up to 442 years in prison. He doesn't look like a happy man, and he shouldn't be. Just horrible. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. So this is really cool. I love looking at historical stuff. Excavators have unearthed what they believe is the world's oldest handbag. This is being reported by Daily Mail. Guess a Stone Age purse dated between 2500 and 2200 BC, which was decorated with 100 canine teeth, over 100 canine teeth. This was found in a grave, which forms part of an ancient burial ground on a 250-acre excavation site near Leipzig, Germany. I'm looking at this right now. I need to put this up on my Facebook at break. More than 100 tightly packed dog teeth were found inside the grave on the site at Profen. And archaeologist Susan Frederick, who managed the dig, believes they originally formed the decorative outer flap of a Stone Age handbag. So they had purses and hats. I mean, women have always liked style. Personally, I think a lot of male Stone Age men, obviously, I believe would have also used handbags. I don't think it was a girly thing until maybe 1000 BC. And I'm saying that because I think some of the men also gathered, and I think some of the men who hunted wanted to have some extra knives on them, because obviously the fig leaves, right, or the sheepskin had to cover whatever it could cover. I don't know when they invented pockets. So there could be a chance, based on this discovery, that a handbag with decor was worn by both men and women, donned by both men and women. Very stylish. Very, very stylish. All right. Anything more exciting about this? The revelatory dig is just one phase of an enormous excavation project being undertaken before the Profen site is turned into an open-pit coal mine due to take place in 2015. The team has uncovered evidence of Stone and Bronze Age settlements, including more than 300 graves, stone tools, spear points, ceramic vessels, bone buttons, and an amber necklace. There have also been thousands of finds from later periods, including the 50 BC grave of a woman who was buried with half a kilogram of gold jewelry. The dog tooth handbag is rare, but canine teeth are a very common find in Stone Age burial sites. They say, in fact, so many teeth have been excavated from graves around the region that it suggests dogs were as much livestock to Stone Age man as they were pets. It looks like dozens of animal teeth were used. All right, dog teeth were also used as hair ornaments and in necklaces for both men and women. All right, well, I don't really want to talk about this, the poor dogs. I don't think I like that. I mean, I hope they waited till the dog died to extract their teeth. I doubt they had anesthesia at the time. I mean, you know, if they had purses, you know, you wonder. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. This is interesting. Scientists offer $1,000 plus prize for someone to answer the question, why does hot water freeze faster than cold? This question has perplexed many of us in the scientific field, and the Royal Society of Chemistry has offered a significant amount of cash for a member of the public to come up with an explanation for why hot water freezes faster than cold water. You know, that's what you do if you can't do your job. You do a contest. I mean, if you're told, if your boss tells you to figure something out, he's like, look, I don't care how you figure it out, just figure this out, right? Or you don't get the grant. Then what you do is you go on the radio, you go on TV, and go I'll offer money. Because honestly, there's some real smart people sitting there playing video games in their house. Now, you want to know what's smart is the inventor of this sucker. There's a battery-powered electronic butter knife that heats the butter, right, as it's cold, so you could get that perfect slice to put on your bread, right? Is that how this works? Oh, I wish I would have invented this one. It was invented by British baker Warburtons. What does it do? Let me see. Okay, I guess the optimum temperature to spread butter is 41.8 degrees Celsius. I'm sorry, this is a British article, so I don't have the Fahrenheit. I used to be able to do that. In my younger days, I could convert Fahrenheit to Celsius like nothing. But that's pretty hot. Let me just tell you, that's pretty hot, okay? Because remember, 0 degrees Celsius equals 32 degrees Fahrenheit. All right, so do the math, roughly, although it's not a complete proportion. The knife has AA batteries in the handle. It melts the butter just enough to spread smoothly. It doesn't hurt the bread. You know how you make holes in your bread? The button on the handle activates the battery-operated heating element, and a flashing LED indicates that it's on. Apparently, it could spread a slice of bread in 30 seconds. Oh, that's too long. When I'm hungry and I want warm butter bread, I need it quicker. They also claim that there's a correct angle at which you slice the bread. I guess the angle of 24.5 degrees is supposed to be the perfect angle to spread the butter on your bread. Oh, should I be telling you to use margarine instead? Yeah, I should be telling you to use margarine instead. All right, we'll cut back on the butter. Yeah, cut back on the butter. Hey, I think it's cool, you know? I mean, a lot of people, they use the microwave. Right? I mean, I like to nuke as little as possible, you know? So, I mean, if there's kind of a heat-powered knife, that could be, though, a dangerous weapon, I think. So, I would say definitely be careful. 1-877-DOC-DALI. The people that weren't careful were these digital camera companies, because they say smartphones are going to probably put an end to the digital camera. They believe in 5 years, people, our phones and our megapixels with our iPads and our smartphones are so good and right on and easier to use and easier to whip out that these digital cameras are going to be a thing of the past. Who would have thought? All right, guys, have a great rest of the way home and a safe holiday week. If you could stay on board another hour, please do. 1-877-DOC-DALI and download your Android app. Free. You don't take care.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.